Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Just so happy to have you with me today and glad that you're here learning the Word of God. That's the purpose of this podcast, hoping that you're growing in your walk with the Lord Jesus and learning more about God and His ways, and they're being applied to your life. And that's why we pray every time we begin our study together. And let's do that now. Let's just go to the Lord and ask Him to bless us as we study His Word. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks and praise today again because we have Your Word before us. And Lord, today we're going to do the last verse in this book of Philippians. It's been such a joy to read this book, to study it together. And Lord, we know that Your Holy Spirit has taught us all things. Lord, You're helping us to apply these things to our lives, and my prayer is that You'll do the same today. Lord, we want to be pleasing in Your eyes, so we ask that You bless our time together. We do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Grace of Our Lord Jesus Christ. It's taken from the books of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 23. As Paul the Apostle concluded his letter to the Philippians, he sent several salutations and greetings from himself, the brethren who were with him, and they of Caesar's household. In chapter 4 and verse 23 of his letter to the Philippians, Paul wrote one final phrase of blessing to the church members, where we read, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." The verse begins, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul began his letter to the Philippians in chapter 1 and verse 2 with these words, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." And he ended his letter with the grace, which is the Greek word charis, and it means that which affords joy, pleasure, delight, sweetness, charm, loveliness, grace of speech, goodwill, loving kindness, and unmerited favor of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no greater spiritual blessing than to enjoy the unmerited favor of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. The verse goes on to say, "Be with you all. Amen." As one final note, Paul's desire is that Jesus Christ's grace would be with you all, which left no one excluded. Everyone who was within the reading or hearing of this letter was to receive Paul's blessing of grace. And then, as though to solidify his offer, Paul employed the word, "Amen," which means, "So it is, so be it, may it be fulfilled." As we've gone through this wonderful letter of Paul, hopefully we have all been challenged and encouraged in our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps some have become familiar with Jesus and His desires, and others have become more acquainted with His ways. There's no better way to end this study of the letter of the book of Philippians than the way Paul concluded with his word to the Philippian church members. "May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." Next time we begin a new book, we're going to look at the book of Colossians. So if you'd like to, read ahead and we'll begin our study and we'll join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.